Now to a less honourable story about a new technology, and indeed it involves the Food and Drug Administration as well. Elizabeth Holmes promised something revolutionary, portable pathology testing that could run a full spectrum of blood tests on just a few pinpricks of blood from your finger. Investors poured millions into her startup, Theranos. Henry Kissinger joined her board. Holmes herself became a star in Silicon Valley, but it all came crashing down. In March, Elizabeth Holmes lost control of her company, accused by the US Securities and Exchange Commission of conducting, and I quote, an elaborate years-long fraud, unquote. And on Friday, she was indicted for allegedly defrauding investors as well as doctors and patients. One reporter did more than any other to expose Theranos, The Wall Street Journal's John Cariou, who details the once lauded company's downfall in his new book, Bad Blood, Secrets and Lies in a Silicon Valley Startup. John Cariou spoke earlier to the ABC's technology reporter, Ariel Bogle.
She is a creature of Silicon Valley in the sense that this ethos of faking it until you make it has always been part of Silicon Valley's DNA. We've come to lionize and deify these young startup founders in Silicon Valley, and we celebrate their wild success and the billions of dollars that they've amassed. And they've become sort of America's new royalty, to the point where ambitious young men and women who come out of the best colleges in America increasingly are headed to Silicon Valley to emulate these people and to try to become one of them. Unfortunately, Elizabeth Holmes took this value system to an extreme, and she sought to become the second coming of Steve Jobs, and she really took the approach that the ends justified the means. And unfortunately, the means in this case was defrauding investors, making claims to investors that were absolutely not true, and even more egregiously putting patients in harm's way, because the blood tests that were handled by her technology were just a handful, and then most of her blood testing menu, the tests were performed on machines made by third parties, commercial diagnostic equipment that Theranos hacked into and modified to try to adapt them to small samples. And the upshot of all this is that the company corrected or voided nearly a million blood test results. And so this aspiring to become the next Steve Jobs or the next Mark Zuckerberg, I think, reached an extreme here that was unhealthy.
What were some of those claims?
Right. Well, the basic conceit of Theranos, as Elizabeth Holmes had put it in numerous interviews, and in fact it was even spelled out on the website and her bio on the website of Theranos, was that she had invented groundbreaking new lab testing technology that enabled you to run all of the lab tests essentially known to man from just a drop or two of blood pricked from a finger. And had she really done that, it would have been an impressive achievement, because thousands of researchers in industry and academia have been trying to crack that nut for 20 years, ever since the advent of microfluidics. They have been trying to figure out how to run numerous tests off a tiny sample of blood. And no one had managed to figure it out, because there are about half dozen big classes of blood tests. And each of these classes of blood tests require completely different laboratory techniques and completely different laboratory instruments. And so when you're done doing a couple of tests from one class of tests and you're dealing with just a tiny sample, you usually don't have enough blood left to run the completely different set of lab techniques that the other classes of tests require. But to hear Elizabeth Holmes, she had solved these issues, these difficulties that no one had been able to solve.
You mentioned in the book that they were testing whether herpes virus was present in blood, and you said that was a yes or no answer. So that is something that they were potentially capable of answering. But on the other hand, there were other things like the indicators that might point to prostate cancer, which is a matter of degrees. And these are the kind of things that blurred together, or they tried to blur together at Theranos.
Right. There are two basic types of blood tests, the qualitative tests, which give you yes or no answer about whether someone has a condition or not. And then there are quantitative tests that seek to measure the concentration of a substance in your blood. And actually, most blood tests are quantitative tests, and they're much more difficult to get right than qualitative tests. Then giving you a yes or no answer about whether you have herpes or not is technically a lot easier to do than a quantitative test that is going to tell you exactly how much cholesterol you have in your blood. And so in July of 2015, Theranos proudly announced that it had gotten FDA approval for its herpes test, as if that had been a fantastic achievement. And really, when I talked to people in the lab industry, they explained to me that getting a herpes test right was actually something very simple, that what was going to be a lot more revealing is whether the FDA ever approved any quantitative tests based on tiny samples of blood. And as we know, Theranos never got any other finger stick test, and especially not quantitative ones, approved by the FDA.
Given this story about Theranos, can healthcare be treated like a startup? There are a lot of startups in this space, you know, whether it's from genetic testing to big data, AI in healthcare. Should healthcare undergo the Silicon Valley treatment?
That's a very good question, and there is a big convergence right now between traditional Silicon Valley and healthcare. And that's in part because there have been many advances in engineering and medicine that are conducive to that convergence. I would say that the Theranos scandal is a shot across the bow to health tech startup founders, and a reminder that when you're innovating in healthcare, it's different because you're in the medical realm, and ultimately the end user is always the patient, and the patient is going to base important health decisions on your technology. And the old Silicon Valley playbook of vaporware and faking it until you make it can't apply when you have lives at stake. And so my hope personally is that people who are innovating in this health tech space take the Theranos precedent to heart and seek to behave differently and to conduct themselves differently.
I wanted to know if there was any key catchphrase or inspirational phrase from Elizabeth Holmes' playbook. I mean, I was struck that they even had one from Yoda at the company's entrance. Do or do not, there is no try. Is there any of those catchphrases that we should watch out for and consider a warning sign?
Well, the one that has been mocked a lot since she was exposed was, if you have a backup plan, it's a sign that you've already admitted that you may fail. And I think that Elizabeth Holmes right now wishes she had a backup plan.
Wall Street Journal reporter John Carreyrou was speaking to the ABC's technology reporter Ariel Bogle.